The temporary levee Juneau built this year spared hundreds of homes in Mendenhall Valley from catastrophic flooding. The city reported Friday that nearly 50 homes flooded, but most of the damage was minor, except for View Drive, a street unprotected by the city's levee. Homes there got hit harder by this glacial outburst flood than ever before. Now, as residents there dry out, they're mulling over a federal buyout program to leave the street for good. A loud generator is pumping water from Don Habiger's house at the end of View Drive.
Obviously, if you look closely, you can see that house did flood, and so we have recovery yet once again.
He tried to avoid that. He and his neighbors paid thousands to build a colossal berm over the past month in a last-ditch effort to save their homes ahead of the glacial outburst flood. It failed. Water leaked through and rose about 20 inches into Habiger's ground floor, higher than the record-breaking flood last year. He'd put his faith in the berm, so he didn't take backup measures, like putting up sandbags or moving his furniture to the second story.
There's somewhat of a numbing effect in your mind after one of these events, and it's difficult to get on to the next day or the next day. And so I'm just trying to get through today.
Volunteers are helping him and his wife tear out wet insulation and dry what can be salvaged from their flooded family room. At this point, the Habigers see two possible paths forward: fight the flood again next year, or cut their losses and move away. They're not sure which path they'll take. View Drive is a dead-end street in Mendenhall Valley, surrounded on three sides by Mendenhall River. Some properties here have flooded for more than a decade, but the past 3 years have been catastrophic. That's because outburst floods have grown bigger as Suicide Basin has expanded to hold more water, and the city's temporary levee didn't extend to this street. Scientists don't yet know how big the floods could get, and staff at the Army Corps of Engineers say a long-term solution that would protect the entire valley, including View Drive, is years away. Brett Nelson is Alaska's conservation engineer at the Natural Resources Conservation Service. That's the federal agency in charge of a recovery buyout program, which pays people to move out of natural disaster zones. In July, he met with city staff and some residents of View Drive to explain how the program works to purchase homes, demolish them, and transform the land into a park.
People need a little time to mull the situation over, and that was basically the intent of that initial meeting.
Nelson estimates the total project could cost somewhere between $18 and $20 million, assuming every View Drive homeowner decides to leave. But the program is voluntary. Some people may choose to stay. Right now, the agency is in the process of appraising the 20 properties on the street. Nelson says that process is a bit complicated.
The appraisals of these properties, there's two options. They can either be done based on the value, like right now, the day the appraisal is being done, or they can be appraised as of the day before last year's Yokolip. The catch is all the properties have to go the same direction.
The agency has the final say over how homes are appraised, but Nelson says they want to respect residents' wishes. That appraisal decision will affect the overall price tag of the project, since homes are worth more before they've been damaged multiple times. If the buyout moves forward, Nelson says the cost would be split, 75% federal government, 25% local sponsor. The Juneau Assembly will have to vote on whether to sponsor the project. Elizabeth Figgis lives on View Drive and is drying out after a third year of major flooding in a row. She sees the buyout program as her best option since the city hasn't made plans to protect her street. But she has questions at this early stage in the process.
Are we going to be assessed at like way below what we would expect or need even to like pay off our mortgage and move on?
And she says it's important to compare the cost of turning the street into parkland with the cost to protect it somehow. City staff say they haven't done an official assessment of what it would take to protect View Drive. Several fans are blowing in Douglas Smith's ground floor bedroom, where a layer of fine gray silt covers the floor after floodwaters breached the height of the aluminum siding he'd installed. He says that he loves his community in Juneau and planned to spend the rest of his life here, Now, he's thinking of taking a buyout and moving somewhere in the lower 48.
At this point, if that works, we'll probably take it. It's probably our best option, because there doesn't appear to be an option for protecting the house. And, you know, so what else are we going to do?
Difficult decisions for View Jive residents and the Juneau Assembly are expected in the coming months. Nelson says that if the buyout moves forward, the process would take around a year. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.